Continuing our 2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage as we get ready for the 2023 campaign, we go back to the hotline and welcome in Guardians third base coach Mike Sarbaugh again as we get ready for the 2023 campaign. Mike, thank you very much for joining us here, or Sarby, as I guess you're better known around these parts as. And I want to go back to last year to start with you, because sending Ahmed Rosario around third in game three against the Yankees after Oscar Gonzalez lines it up the middle, is that one of your favorite sends of your career thus far?
Yeah, well, that was a really good one. You know, you just the way that whole inning came about, and you know, just the crowd and everything. Yeah, that was a special one for me. And I know, I mean, it was just the way we came back. That was very special.
Certainly a magical moment, and just, you know, further adding to the lore of postseason moments there at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. So as we get ready for 2023, Sarby, do you still kind of get the jitters and the excitement ahead of spring as you look forward to warmer weather and a new baseball season?
Yeah, you always get excited. You know, right when you know the Super Bowl is coming up, that's when you're like, hey, it's time to get back to work. So, you know, it's always a fun time, and getting into good weather and be able to work with these guys and prepare for the season, it's always exciting.
And it's, what, year number 11 for you as the third base coach. Obviously, you've been with the organization longer than that, since the 90s. You know, looking at the current roster and the guys that you come to work with every day, what is it like working with, you know, so many young guys in that clubhouse? Obviously, some veterans in there as well, but just so many young guys, especially last year, who made contributions. What's it like being around them each and every day?
Well, I think that, you know, they help kind of get us going. They get us excited, because, you know, they're out there, they want to work, they want to get better, and that can only help us as a club. And like you said, we have quite a few younger players, and to be able to help them in their development as a major league player, that's what it's all about. So it's a lot of fun.
What's the biggest thing these guys need to learn? Is there a consistent lesson amongst the young guys that make their way to the big leagues for the first time that they really need to learn it and get through their head those first couple of weeks, months, whatever it may be?
Yeah, I think it's just being consistent day in, day out, and, you know, being able to deal with some adversity. That's probably the hardest adjustment for a younger player as they're trying to establish themselves as a major league player. And that's where, you know, it's our job to help them through those tough times. But, yeah, that would be just trying to have them be as consistent as possible and not get too low and not too high, and just try to stay consistent.
You know, folks talk about the roster being super tight-knit, these young guys really seeming to have a genuine bond and connection with one another. But I think that might apply to the coaching staff as well. You, Tito, obviously, Sandy Alomar, et cetera, you know, you guys all seem to be a real tight-knit group as well. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, we get along really well. And it starts with the top. You know, Tito does a great job, creates a great atmosphere for us, lets us do our job. But to there to support us. And, you know, like you said, being together, I think Sandy, myself, and Tito, I think we're the last three to be here for all 11. So, you know, it's just to have those relationships, you know, it helps in a day-to-day basis, you know, especially when you're together for 7 months, 8 months at times, and you're together with them more than your family. So it's great, the great relationships we have, and we really appreciate those things.
Again, we're joined by Guardians third base coach Mike Sarbaugh. Sarby, something Tito said at the end of last year that really stood out to me, and I've asked some other guys about this too. You know, he talked about not letting last year be enough, not being content with that, right? Taking that next step forward, building off of that. What is your role in ensuring that that doesn't happen, that guys don't get content with that, that they don't get caught up with the success of last year, and they continue to build, improve, and do the things that made them so successful?
Well, I just think it's just holding them accountable, just continue to the work we did last year, and seeing, you know, the dividends that have paid off. And coming into this year, we have to have that same mindset. But then also know that, hey, nobody expected us to do anything last year. Now, what we did, they're coming together. So we have to even be that much more of a harder workers. We have to be prepared a little bit more. So it's being consistent in the work and just not resting on our laurels, for sure.
Last one here for you, Sarby. What is the next step that this team needs to make to find that similar level of success, if not more success, here in 2023? Is it more consistent offense? Is it more power within the lineup? What, in your mind, what is that next step for this team?
Well, I think the one thing about this club, we added Josh Bell with having a little more power in the middle of our lineup, but I don't think we can't forget of what team we are and how the successes we have, how did we get there from last year and build off of those. So, we can't expect Stephen Kwan to go out and hit 20 home runs. We need him to be the same type hitter, So we just have to be good self-evaluators, but just keep improving on what we do well, and that's what we're looking for.
I know we talked about your brief cameo in the Major League movie series but before we started. So you're telling me Stephen Kwan can't try to become Willie Mays Hayes shooting for home runs every time he steps up to the plate, right?
Well, if he does, we're going to have him doing push-ups too.
Good. Yeah, gotta stick to that small ball. Gotta stick to what works. So
that's
good deal,
right.
Good deal, Sarby. Thank you very much for the time. We certainly appreciate it, and we are very much looking forward to a fun 2023. Should be another awesome season down there at the ballpark. So best of luck to you, the guys, and again, looking forward to 2023. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.